Good morning, Symphony Church. We're currently reading through the book of Revelation together, and today I'll be sharing our Devo from Revelation 5. The Scroll and the Lamb. Then I saw in the right hand of him who was seated on the throne a scroll written within and on the back, sealed with seven seals. And I saw a mighty angel proclaiming with a loud voice, "Who is worthy to open the scroll and break its seals?" And no one in heaven or on earth or under the earth was able to open the scroll or to look into it. And I began to weep loudly because no one was found worthy to open the scroll or to look into it. And one of the elders said to me, "Weep no more. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has conquered so that he can open the scroll and its seven seals." And between the throne and the four living creatures and among the elders, I saw a lamb standing as though it had been slain, with seven horns and with seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth. And he went and took the scroll from the right hand of him who was seated on the throne. And when he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the lamb, each holding a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sang a new song, saying, "Worthy are you to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain, and by your blood you ransomed people for God from every tribe and language and people and nation. And you have made them a kingdom and priests to our God, and they shall reign on the earth." Then I looked, and I heard around the throne and the living creatures and the elders the voice of many angels, numbering myriads of myriads and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing." And I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and in the sea and all that is in them saying, "To him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be blessing and honor and glory and might forever and ever." And the four living creatures said, "Amen." And the elders fell down and worshipped. So, chapter 5 is a direct continuation of chapter 4, where the author John described the throne room of God. Just to recap, John revealed the scene of the throne room of heaven where he saw God with the appearance of jasper and carnelian sitting on a throne. There, God was surrounded by 24 elders who worshipped him, all in white garments and with golden crowns, also sitting on thrones around God. And around God's throne were four living creatures giving glory to him because he's most worthy and deserving of that honor. Now, in chapter 5, the focus actually shifts from God on the throne to the scroll that he holds. In his right hand is a scroll with writing on both sides, enclosed by seven seals. And this is crazy because there are very similar images of a scroll seen in messages of the Old Testament prophets, specifically in Isaiah 8:16, Ezekiel 2-3, and even in Daniel's visions from Daniel 12, if you want to look back for reference. These messages from the Old Testament are all about how God's kingdom will come on earth as it is in heaven. In other words, how will our fallen humanity be redeemed to be in right standing before God? At the question of who is worthy to open the scroll and break its seals in verse 2, we notice that John begins to weep because there is no one found worthy. Until one of the elders says in verse 5, "Weep no more. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has conquered so that he can open the scroll and its seven seals." We know that this elder is referring to Jesus. Why? It's because Jesus Christ would come as a descendant of King David, who belonged to the tribe of Judah from the 12 tribes of Israel. He would then come with a new covenant that God would justly forgive sin and restore fellowship with those whose hearts are turned toward him through Jesus. And he's often described as a lion because, like a lion, he resurrected and triumphed over all creation. But what I really want to focus on today comes from verses 6 through 10 where John describes what he sees soon after. Between the throne and the four living creatures and among the elders, I saw a lamb standing, as though it had been slain, with seven horns and with seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth. And he went and took the scroll from the right hand of him who was seated on the throne. And fast forwarding, when he had taken the scroll, the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, and they sang a new song, saying, "Worthy are you to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain, and by your blood you ransomed people for God from every tribe and language and people and nation, and you have made them a kingdom and priests to our God, and they shall reign on the earth." You see, we miss Jesus truly as the Lion of Judah who conquered everything unless we come to grasp and understand him as the Lamb of God. He who had to be slain to ransom or deliver or rescue us from the separation from God. In Revelation 5, Jesus is the only one who can open the scroll, break the seals, because, like it says in Philippians 2, though he was in the form of God, he did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. And being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. And therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. There had to be a price. And God's perfect plan was this, that the Son of God, sinless and pure, would be slain. He would be brutally mocked, whipped, beaten to die for our sin. And he would shed his blood for all of humanity on that cross. And after 3 days, he would be resurrected. And through his resurrection, he would conquer sin and death, for not just one, but for all, like it says, from every tribe and language and people and nation. Today, I just want to call us back to simply behold the Lamb. Perhaps you've been listening to or singing songs of exaltation. I know at Symphony we sing songs like Lion and the Lamb, or even All Hail King Jesus, which is a personal favorite of mine. But today, I want to call those of you who may have forgotten the intensity of the reason why Jesus is worthy. It's his loving kindness. It's the fact that he was the permanent sacrifice for sin to deal permanently with our sin problem. There will never be a need for another sacrifice for our sin because the blood of Jesus Christ wipes our record clean forever. And as it is written in Hebrews 9, so Christ, having offered once to bear the sins of many, will appear a second time, not to deal with sin, but to save those who are eagerly waiting for him. Jesus, not only the Lion of Judah, but also the Lamb of God, is incredibly worthy of our praise. As we reflect on our passage today, let's ask the Holy Spirit to convict us so that we may rightly behold the Lamb, that as we do so, we would produce worship in spirit and in truth. And as we eagerly wait for him, let us join with all the elders and creatures in heaven, saying, to him who sits on the throne, our God, and to the Lamb, our Savior Jesus, be blessing and honor and glory and might forever and ever. Let's pray. Lord, I thank you for Revelation, where you so clearly reveal yourself to us. God, I thank you for the truth of Scripture that plainly tells us of not just your history, but of your plan, God, that is to come. And I thank you, Lord, that you are such a loving God to do so. It's our choice, Father, to listen or to reject you. But I pray, God, that you'd convict our church with the compassion that you have on us. I pray that as we behold Jesus as a Lamb of God, that you would truly transform us inwardly. I thank you, Jesus, that in you we have redemption through your blood and the forgiveness of sins. We want to give you the worship that you deserve, so help us, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.